Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. There's so much to talk about, so much winning. I love that passage in that Revelation 19. What I was just reading there was Revelation 19. This is where we are taking it straight to the enemy and we will win. It's so exciting. Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming, you guys. I'm Melissa Redpill. You can find all of my information on melissaredpill.com. And I'm going to try to keep calm today and not use my voice too much. So for those of you, I'll talk about it here in a little bit, but I had a crazy allergic reaction, and so I'm having to kind of take it a little bit easier than usual, but you know how excited I get about some of these great things that are happening. So here, don't forget, hit the like button right now. Don't forget to subscribe if you're not subscribed already. Have your bell rung so you'll be notified when we do any special videos. And share the good news of the kingdom. This is the good news. Again, my website is melissaredpill.com. I'll show you more about that here in just a little bit. But let's talk about some really cool things that are going on. And I hope my volume is going to be high enough. I've got it like cranked way up. And again, it's because of my voice. I've just got to go super easy. Dr. Laura's like, you got to take care of yourself, Melissa. All right. So anyway, Maduro was just yesterday at midnight, you know, say we're preparing for war, blah, 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 15,000 troops. And, you know, he was saying that was the U.S. had 15,000 troops. And he was like, we're fighting to the death and all of this. Well, we know he is a puppet of the globalist cabal. We know that he's controlled by them. But, you know, President Trump had 15,000 troops, you know, bearing down on him, $50 million bounty on his head, but he was still gearing up for war. I mean, it was like stale, you know, like a worldwide game of chicken going on. So what is going on? But he knew that President Trump's ultimatum was real. So check this out. So here they were, you know, all the army marching, you know, it's like really against the U.S. government? Forget it. Forget it. And so we were just looking at this. Then someone had posted, I want to see if I can find this post. Now I've already messed up. I just started the video. I've already messed up. But that it was, this was, okay, here we go. That's what's behind the Seditious Six. They were panicking to prevent President Trump from shutting down Maduro, and that's why they were trying to stop the military. They were trying to get the military to not go against Maduro and to shut down Maduro because these narco cartels are, you know, they're one and the same. This whole thing with MS now talking about, oh, can you believe Pete Hegseth would blow up all these narco drug boats and he's so terrible, and, you know, don't you think that a lot of these people should realize that why in the world are they so desperate to protect the drug lords? Why aren't they so in love with the drug cartels when we have all this fentanyl coming into our country killing our people? What is wrong with them, right? It's because they're one and the same. And that's what the Seditious Six, including Mark Kelly, I think I've got a clip to show you about Mark Kelly a little bit later. But he, you know, he was supposedly an astronaut, astronaut, and he was the one whose wife got shot. Remember that? He's had a checkered past for a long, long time, and I've been exposing him for a long, long time. Now he's exposed himself before all the world, coming out, telling the military that they don't need to follow President Trump's orders. And President Trump has been blasting them out on his social media. But this is what Mike Barra said. They're desperate to stop the military action in Venezuela because it's the linchpin to the CIA control over the narco cartels and money laundering operations in South America. With Ukraine about to be cut off, Maduro is the only place they can turn. If Trump takes him out, it's game over. Yes, that's why they must have rebellion in the military. That was their only choice. They ran out of time. Game over. It's like the football game where, you know, it's the time is out. It's just run out of time. So that was great. Thank you, Mike Barb. This was shared with to me by our wonderful patriot, Tammy. So one of our Tammys. We got two wonderful Tammys that I know of. All right. So this is what President Trump just posted today here, September 2nd. Like I said, Christmas is coming. I have a feeling we're going to have the best Christmas ever this year. Venezuelan President Maduro publicly surrendered to President Trump. He has allegedly turned in state evidence against the Biden administration and is releasing proof that Biden asked the Venezuelan government to ship Tren de Aragua drug gangs to the U.S. Okay, I'm going to try to read this to you because it's in, most of you won't be able to understand it because it's in Spanish. And I think, I'll just turn the volume off and I'll try to read it in English, the way it's translated. Check this out. Here he is. Okay, come on. Yeah, I ask you to use the campaign in. Didn't I just mute it? What? Okay, let me start again. Here we go. Come on. I ask you to use the campaign of the Biden administration on the issue of the Tren de Aragua. I have a very clear position on that. I tell President Donald Trump, with respect, ask for the reports of the last 4 years of the FBI and the DEA of the offices in Colombia so that you can see, President Trump, who financed, who moved, who directed the famous Tren de Aragua gang? Who took it to Colombia? Who took it to the United States? Ask for the verifiable report so that you know that here in Venezuela, we were dismembered and finished, and that violent criminal group that intended to use, come on, from Colombia, with deep ties with the former Biden administration to bring terrorism to Venezuela. If there's anything to say about the terrorism of the Tren de Aragua gang, the extent of the Tren de Aragua is that they wanted to attack the cities of the country with terrorism, and we avoid it. The intelligence with action. President Trump asks for these reports so that you can see them. I say this with sincerity and with respect, so that you can see the truth about the famous Tren de Aragua gang. Our migrants are not criminals. They are not bad people. They were people who emigrated as a result of the sanctions. They are people of good work, and in Venezuela, we welcome them as a productive force with a loving hug. Welcome back to the family, the homeland, the family reunion. Everyone, welcome back. There you go. That is just what happened here on December 2nd. We've had all these wars. President Trump is ending all these wars. And so there was scuttlebutt about that he was escaping Venezuela, but it looks like what he's done instead is not necessarily an escape plan, but to expose how the government of the United States, the CIA and the United States, was running basically like a color revolution, to take over their government and to use it as the gangs coming into America and blaming the Venezuelan people. I have dear friends who are Venezuelan. They're wonderful people. Not, of course, not all. Some of them have been in this Tren de Aragua gang, which are terrible. But this is all, again, part of the CIA. Same thing with this Afghan group from Afghanistan that had joined in league with the CIA. Same thing. I'm going to show you what General Flynn was exposing also about this Afghanistan group. Same game they run all the time. Now, I'm not saying right now, hang on. I'm not saying that I trust Maduro. I'm not saying that. I know he's trying to save his own hide. But one whatever which way, it does not matter. He surrendered to President Trump. President Trump just posted this. You see, this is a post directly from President Trump. This is huge. This is huge because one of their this is how they've also controlled Colombia, all of this, this entire South America, and really Venezuela has been the linchpin for this CIA operation in South America. Very, very exciting. Same thing will happen in Colombia and all these other South American countries. Just mark my word. This is the house of cards falling before our very eyes. So, so exciting. So very, very exciting. So I want you to see all of that that's going on with Maduro. And so I've got this posted. I'll make sure that you have the links to this. I'm going to post that into the comments. All right. The other thing is that President Trump was saying that anyone who is involved in this sedition, like this Mark Kelly, who is trying to stop the military from doing, from obeying the president, he says, he reposted this from Commander Kirk Leopold, U.S. Navy, retired. He said, there are laws that impact our nation. Read Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387, whoever with the intent to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, moral, I guess that means morale, moral or discipline of the military and the naval forces to be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years. There you go. Mark Kelly, pack your bags. Yes, this is right on point. Do what has to be done, President Trump said. Lock them up. That's what I put on here. Lock them up. Right? Very, very exciting. We're getting to that point. I know you guys are chomping at the bit, and so am I. I want that for Christmas. Now, I wonder if this takedown of this PEDO ring was one of the things that caused Maduro to say, game over. And he did not want to end up like this guy in this very stylish zebra suit. I don't know what the deal is with that outfit, if that's his outfit or if that's what they put people in if they're in prison. I don't know. Anyway, this is a bad guy, though. And all kidding aside, this is he was caught for satanic child abuse. He was busted in Sydney. Very, very thankful for that. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'm not even going to tell you. You can look on here and see all the evil things that he was involved in. You can pause the video or whatever, and you can read what he's been involved in. Absolutely evil. Of course, they told us this was all a conspiracy theory. Okay, not. And these people are real, and Maduro did not want to end up in the zebra suit and perp walked. So watch and see what happens next. But that's huge for these top criminals, the top mafia bosses, the top pedo crime ring bosses. All of them are being caught and perp walked. Very, very exciting to watch that happen. Okay, another huge thing that has just come out. This is from Macri, who works along with RFK in the U.S. Health Department. He's saying this crazy that I had no, I didn't know that they were doing this. If you guys knew about this, this is kind of news to me, that Marty Macri just blew the lid off the national security nightmare. They were taking I knew that they talked about doing it. I didn't know that they actually had done it. They took Let me back it up. American cancer patients' cells were being shipped to China for gene editing, then injected back into U.S. bodies without consent, of course. Who would, in their right mind, would let them put in cancer cells into your body? This is pure evil. This is, you know, this is not, and I'd say from China, the CCP, but really the CCP is the New World Order. Okay, it's all the same creepy crowd, right? So I want you to hear what Marjorie Macri says. So I'll save my voice.
In something that you discovered taking over the FDA and you had to call the president and say, you're not going to believe what I've uncovered that they've been doing here. Can you share anything like that?
Well, we work through a lot of staff, so I don't just pick up the phone and call the president. But I found out that in the previous administration, they had approved cancer patients in the United States having their cells sent to China to have Chinese labs gene edit the cells of Americans, literally change the gene in the cells of American patients, and then send it back to the United States where those genetically modified cells were then reinfused into American patients. In my opinion, I don't understand how anybody would properly give consent to that, something like that. But literally, we're having the Chinese gene edit American cells.
That's really freaky.
That's just like Tuesday. And we're like, what? No, we're shutting this down. But that's the kind of stuff we find all the time.
Yeah, they have tried literally everything to kill off humanity in general, but the U.S., America, and specifically because they know that we are destined to save the world. If you're new to this channel, I'm melissaredpill.com. Go to my site, melissaredpill.com, and you will see where we talk about the biblical festivals, how this is biblical, and that the Omer festival is the bundle of grain that you see behind me all the time. This is the bundle of grain. This is like the amber waves of grain. This is who we are. That's the Omer bundle, as in America. This is who we are. Just like Joseph had the double bundles of grain, he had always had was the double blessing. We are the tribe of Manasseh. One of his sons was Manasseh. And remember how all the other brothers' bundles bowed down to Joseph's bundle because Joseph was the king of the world. He was destined to save the world. We are destined to save the world. That is why we have a target on our backs. And that's why they've tried so hard to destroy our health, our finances. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. But, you know, they've done every which way, and they still, despite that, have not been able to stop us, which is really pretty exciting to think that they, as hard as they've tried, they could not stop us because they cannot stop the Lord. Now, the Lord said, and Jesus told us that there were some who would be destined for prison and they would go to prison. There were some who were destined for the sword and they would go to the sword. And that's the case. You know, when some of us, you know, will make it to the end. Some of us will not. That's all, you know, this is a war. This is a real war. And God has a perfect plan in all this. Either way, whether we are on this earth or with the Lord, we will know that we fought and we helped to win this battle. That's really all that we care about. You know, I want to stay on this earth. I want to live into the kingdom, the golden age. If you're new here, I also just released my book, The Golden Age, and it talks about all the wonderful things it's gonna be in the golden age. The eye is not seen, and ear is not heard, nor is entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him, and that's us. We and all the righteous of the earth love the Lord. Here it is right here. I'll show you real quick. This is the Amazon page, and I'll share that link too. But just look up Red Pill of the World, and you will see my Amazon page. But this is the Golden Age. It's over there for $2.99. And so any more people who've read it, you've already gotten it, please go and put a review about it, and I hope you really are enjoying it. I have compiled verses about all the wonderful things that will happen during the Golden Age because no one's talked about it. All they've talked about is how scary and horrible blah, it's going to be, but it's going to be so wonderful in the Golden Age, and we're just at the door. We're just at the door. Stop. We're just going to step over that threshold into the golden age. All right. So I wanted you to see, lock them up, and then look at, okay, this is zebra outfit guy. And then that's Marty. This is what they have done, but it's all coming out. So let's share this. Like our hair is on fire. And then this is another thing that's huge. That just came out that in, Australia, they are realizing that the FDA has said that this COVID vaccine is not safe for the children. And they're saying, what in the world are we doing giving this to our children? Because they're just, you know how Australia has even been even more infiltrated than America, if that is possible. I want you to hear what this guy has to say. I'm really thankful for this guy. Check this out.
Example of why this bill is needed, an example of why this would something that would probably be caught by this amendment. A quote directly from the Wall Street Journal on the 15th of October this year, 2021. The headline says, FDA delays Moderna COVID vaccine for adolescents to review rare myocarditis side effect. It says the agency holds off decision on expanding the shot to 12 to 17 year olds while it looks into the risk of a rare heart condition. The article goes on, the Food and Drug Administration is delaying a decision on authorising Moderna Inc.'s COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents to assess whether the shot may lead to a heightened risk of a rare inflammatory heart condition, according to people familiar with the matter.
There you go. And I'm so glad that this man is standing up in Australia, because at least, thank God, now our FDA is saying this truth. And so he's exposing it to try to save the children in Australia. So pray for this man. I don't have his name. Anyway, in the House of Representatives, what a brave man trying to save these children. Praise God for these brave men and women. Now, this is another thing that you might not have seen that we already talked about, that, 53% of our populace is foreign-born. How are you going to have a nation if you're 53%? At what point do you lose your nationality completely, your culture? But they tried, as I was saying, we are destined to save the world. They tried infiltration, but Trump was elected. They tried the pandemic, but Trump was elected. They tried bankrupting us, but Trump was elected. It's going to make us wealthy again. Trust me on that one. They tried weather weapons and medical weapons and literal war weapons, but Trump was still elected. All right, so this is where he's talking about this conspiracy theory no more. This is the State Department official. He's responsible for all this aid going across the world, this U.S. aid. He said that this was the replacement theory, the great replacement theory, that they were trying to replace Americans. Of course they were. And he's admitting it again. Thank God for Project Veritas. They came through again. So check this one out.
There's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
There's a lot of things. But mostly with immigration. I wish people knew they were letting in criminals daily.
The big issue for the hill for our region is migration. Oh. So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Like how much?
$4 billion over 4 years. But now migrants are coming from us in there. Right. Like Venezuela.
Somos de nacionalidad venezolana. Tenemos vuelo para Nueva York.
Entonces, ¿le compraste un vuelo con Spirit?
Sí.
Oh. 40.
Sí. Entramos con la cita de CBP One por el puente fronterizo.
So what is the angle? Why aren't they allowing it?
They want to change the demographics
of the United States. So our aid goes to female prisons in Mexico.
Some of them.
Did you hear? They want to change the demographics of America. They know that they can only win by cheating. But they need more Democrat voters, so they have to change the demographic. They have to change it to where we're not Americans, Americans, who know how to have a free country. And that's why they're bringing in people who are, a lot of people who are probably nice people, who are desperate people, I understand, but they aren't. They should not be allowed to vote in our country, and that's exactly what they've done. They brought them here. They've hooked them on all the money from every food stamps and every other stamp in the world, all the free goodies, and then they have them vote. They did this to bankrupt our country and to change our demographics. And this guy was admitting it right here on with Project Veritas. Yeah.
Yeah, to like help train them up.
I'm working with gender issues in Pakistan. So we're trying to recruit, retain, and advance more women in law enforcement. This question becomes, do we should we be spending U.S. taxpayers' money in our country on this issue? When it's that they don't seem to care at all.
Secretary Blinken, how close are you to him?
5 degrees separation. This is such a niche industry that flies under the radar. Yeah, that the average American does not know. Most people don't know what we do.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much to you, Ranking Member Risch, all the members of the committee, and thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
He has briefings coming up in 2 weeks.
He has briefings?
Yeah, on the Hill, about the FY 2025 budget request. And that's like with all the congressional people. Big issue for the Hill, for our region, is migration.
So, oh my.
Stop migration. What are we doing to stop migration?
He's not accountable for that, is he?
Yeah, we can stop for it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's called the root cause strategy.
Ooh.
It's giving money to support and help people at where they, the origins of the migrants are, so they feel like they can stay there instead of migrating out. So it's Central America, basically.
It's what?
It's basically Central America. Like, right. Support and development. Oh. So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Like, how much?
$4 billion over 4 years.
Oh. It's most places.
It's a lot of money. Oh. It's like the end-all be-all, like, pill pill for politics.
Right. And I feel like if anything, the other side's going to win because of it.
I know. My dad used to complain about that. I'm like, oh, and like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's not that much. And then I see the chart, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot. Like, compared to, like, 20 years ago. I'm like, oh, wait, they're on to something.
And I don't know what to say to that.
I really don't. I literally don't know.
Like, what would the administration say to that?
Hell no.
Okay, notice that this guy's the country coordinator for the State Department. Right? He's you know, high up in the State Department. And so he's doing this. He's one of their paid tools and to bring down our country and to stop us. The kill pill. Did you hear him say the kill pill for politics?
Like, I sit there too, and I talk with my coworker who, like, manages the migration for assistance. And we always talk every time, like, I don't know what we do. Like, it's great. There's a clear answer.
Do they do things within the Foreign Affairs Department that will have, like, this money going to these women? I mean, there's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly with immigration, because that's the one that we're left really controlling immigration. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily. Like, when I was in
you have confirmation of that?
You have confirmation?
Oh, yeah.
So all the good, hardworking Mexicans stay in Mexico, and all the pieces of garbage come to the United States. And those are the ones that we learned. We are literally, and the Mexican government has no reason to stop it, because their garbage goes to another country and sends money back to them. Like, imagine if the worst of the worst, and all the criminals in the United States were all in Canada, sending back billions of dollars a year. Why would you stop that? I wouldn't even change the numbers of, like, if we let in 100,000 Mexicans a year, I'm like, let 100,000 Mexicans a year, just change the quality of the applicant. Make the, you know, say 100,000 Mexicans, but you can't have been in the U.S. illegally, and you can't have a criminal record.
So what is the end goal? Why aren't they allowing
it? Truly, they want to change the demographics of the United States. There's everything. Because, I mean, no, honestly, the people from Nebraska, like, my family's time, like, Americans that have, my family's been in the United States for 4 years, traditional standard Americans are not leftists. Latin America's all leftists. And it's just, it literally is. It's just to try to change it.
Yeah, there you go. To change us into leftists. Americans are not leftists. We understand that socialism does not work. We've been taught this since we were children. We know that it doesn't work. We know that that communism doesn't work. It just leads to death and poverty. And this is exactly what's happened all over the world. And that the people who were coming here, you know, he's calling them garbage. I just think that they have not been taught properly, a lot of them. Now, there are a big batch of criminals. Okay, fine. But a big bunch of them are just not, they don't understand how to have a free society. This is what's happened, is you've had, but like, let me just show you one example. You look at El Salvador, And they now have this wonderful Bukele who understands what it is to have a free society. He's leading the people in the right way. He's not leading them with socialism. He's teaching them as a whole populace how to have a free society by locking up the criminals and everyone working and earning their way and having it where you have a free country where people can have a free trade, you know. I don't want to call it free trade because that has a different connotation. But having true trade where people can earn a living for themselves. So this is what's going to be in the golden age where you have good leaders of whether it's like the, you know, Marty Makary or in RFK and President Trump and all these ones who are helping to make sure that things are done properly. So this guy, you know, is just, you know, admitting it. And how Veritas does it. Again, I just still am amazed. So I'm thankful that he's exposing this. This is big for this to come out. Again, that's our job to push this truth out there. So I have it over on all of the social media. If you're not familiar with where my social media is, when you go to my channel, Freedom, I'll just go to Melissa Red Pill, melissaredpill.com, and you go to the social media, all the true Melissa Red Pills are right here. Yes. I have different names, and I apologize. I was not intending to make it complicated. I really was not, but I've been banned so many times. I just had to come up with some kind of name and make things work. So, been banned so many times. All right, this is where. Okay, so the next one is where General Flynn is exposing this color revolution that is is behind the Afghan. Evildoer, CIA agent, killing this wonderful, wonderful Beckstrom, National Guard agent member. Anyway, also in shooting the other National Guard member. This is all part of this horrible color revolution. That's what he's explaining, and to help people understand, this is what they've done all over the world, and now they have their guns trained on America using these forces, and they blame it on Afghan, they blame it on Venezuela, but they use this against the American people. They're just all CIA assets. All right, and so let's see what it says here. This is from wonderful General Flynn. If you believe the Afghan shooter with confirmed CIA and zero unit ties was a lone wolf, who's also connected to Firebase Gecko, it's a CIA Special Forces base in Kandahar, you're not paying attention. If you believe he's just a lone wolf, but he has CIA ties, he's connected to Firebase Gecko, part of the CIA forces in Kandahar, but he's just a lone wolf. You're not paying attention. This is the playbook. This is a color revolution. This is how they roll. This is how they do it, over and over and over. The units were exclusively composed of Afghan nationals and operated under the umbrella of the National Directorate of Security, or NDS, the intelligence agency established with CIA backing from Afghanistan's previous U.S.-backed government. Ramanala Lakhanwal served for 8 years in Afghanistan's 03 unit, known as the Kandahar Strike Force. Now, I've already gone over a lot of this, but this is a really good post that you can, it's on my social media, and you can also listen to what General Flynn had to say on this. But I did a whole video on it. If you haven't seen it, definitely go to watch this one, CIA Israel Afghan National Guard shooting. That was the one I did on Sunday, 11:30. So definitely watch that one because it connects a lot of these dots and to who he is and what he was doing in our country. So, again, for the CIA. All right, so definitely check into that. So I want you to see that. All right, so yes, I'm a little bit out of breath. So what happened, I believe, to me is, for those of you who are not familiar, I was poisoned. I was poisoned about a couple of years ago. I know, is it 3 years ago now? And I lived. Thank you, Lord. I lived. I didn't go. Didn't go to the hospital because I knew they wouldn't know what to do, and the Lord helped me. And I've got a whole story about it. Let's see if you're interested to see what happened. If you look at, I think it's for your health, Healing the Heart. I think that's the Healing the Heart. Let me see if that's the one. Yeah, Okay, 2022. There you go. I've got a whole history of it. February 2022, I began this hearing these strange gurgling and sound in my throat, and it was an allergic reaction. I thought, in one sense, it was an allergic reaction because your nervous system starts going alert, alert, alert. There's a big problem. Something's going on, and it caused shortness of breath. And anyway, I go into all of what I did, and it turned out I cleansed with bentonite clay. And so here's information about bentonite clay. I also am using, and so basically, when I went on this trip, the entire ship was filled with this toxic bleach. I mean, it was bleach, bleach, bleach everywhere. And my body was like on overload and high alert. And so, a lot of people can tolerate. My body says, nope, you're not taking that. In a very similar way, it's when you go to Mexico and you drink the water, you're not used to these parasites and your body says reject and you just throw your guts up. In the same way, my body says, no, you're not taking in these toxins. You're not doing it. And so it has a very extreme reaction to, like, you're not breathing this in, and it stops me from being able to breathe. Anyway, so Dr. Laura with Prescribing Life has given me treatments to help my nervous system to go, everything's fine now. We're away from the mean, mean toxins. We're away from the mean, mean bleach. Don't worry anymore. And I'm also doing the EDTA to get that stopped from clawed out of me. It's a detox on steroids, really, is the EDTA. It claws any that are attached to your body and gets them out, like a chelation. If you're familiar, it's basically a liquid chelation. I talk about what happened to my phrenic nerve, and then I talk about the wonderful air purifier that I use. Absolutely amazing. It's a carbon filter. A lot of them say they're carbon, but you have to make sure it's a real carbon filter. So check into this one. It's real carbon. Some of them say they are, but they're not. Anyway, so then Laura worked with me on my nerves to get them to stop sending the signal that we're on high alert. And I'm now breathing. You can tell just in the couple of days, I'm already breathing better. Anyway, so also using the essential oils and doing all the normal things that I do, which I didn't have access to really on my trip. All right, so I want you to see that. This is the video about the EDTA drops. It's on the remedies page right here on health remedies right there. So definitely wonderful. And also, I want you to see also the Pure Body Extra. I do that all the time. The Pure Body Extra has saved me multiple times. This is right here. This is actually on 30% off right now. Use this code. I'm gonna take a screenshot of that. If you want to get 30% off, it's a huge deal going on right now, and I don't know how many more days it's going to be. It's a Black Friday sale, so definitely get into that. BFCM2025, BF like best friend, CM CM 2025. BFCM2025 to get 30% off. Sorry, on everything, the entire, all of their products, website wide, detox, super nutrients, televital longevity, amazing. I love this company. Where every company is going to be good like this company one day. All right, I want you to see that. Now, the next thing I want you to see is, the next thing I want you to see. All right, come on, Melissa. I had something else to show you, but hang on real quick. Oh, this one. I wanted to remind you of this wonderful passage in Revelation 19. Again, what I was reading at the beginning of the video. This portion of Revelation is talking about the end of this battle of Armageddon. And I really do. It just appears that that's what we're seeing, because for Maduro to surrender, for Zelensky to surrender, basically, this war to be over, for Gaza, this whole conflict in Gaza to be over. I know we're still trying to get all these people resolved, all this resolved, but bottom line, that is. Resolved for the most part. Okay. The war is over. They're all surrendering. They're all surrendering. And then for the exposure of what they have lied to people about in the medical, for this whole thing, like Marty Makary is coming out with this truth, for the truth about how the State Department was being used and the CIA was being used all over the world. This is what it means in Revelation 19 for us to go and, quote, eat the flesh of kings. That sounds such a strange language, but think of, like, you know, we're going to decimate them, destroy them. And here it talks about this verse 17, I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, of all humanity, both free and slave, small and great. This is what it's talking about, that they are all having to surrender and they're all being exposed and they know that nothing can stop it. The seditious six realize that it's too late. I mean, it's really very exciting. And for them to be exposed where they're trying to protect narco-terrorists, I mean, all of it really is very obvious. The pedophiles being brought down, this is Revelation 19. This is the people at the top running all this criminal organizations, whether it's the pedophile rings or the drug rings, taking all these countries, doing all this terrible things to our country with putting gene editing. All this evil is being exposed and stopped. And that's Revelation 19. That's the end of the Battle of Armageddon. It's very, very exciting. So I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, which I'm going to talk about the false prophet here in just a second. Just hold on tight for that. Miracles that deceived all who had accepted the mark of the beast and worshipped his statue. Who were the ones who took the mark of the beast? Those who joined in league. Those who took, you know, sold their soul. Those who joined with them to do this evil. And they are brought down. That they are the ones who are being brought down here. Both the beast and the false prophet were thrown into the alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Yay, praise the Lord. If you notice, the Christ has blood of his enemies on his robe. We have the blood of our enemies on our robes too. Because we have been going all through the internet exposing. That's why they've banned us over and over and over and over. Very exciting. Their entire army was killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding on the white horse. And the vultures, that's us. We are the vultures. We all gorged ourselves on their dead bodies. We're going to gobble them up, devour them. That's what this is about. Very, very exciting day. I'm so thankful that we're here together to fight. I'm so thankful that we have the eyes to see it. I'm so proud to be part of this this army. Aren't you? So exciting. So I want you to see that. And if you don't know really the Decode of Revelation, I've done lots of information. I have lots of information over on my website about it. Let me show you this. There's the information about detoxing. I also have right here on the End Times intro, this is kind of a little primer on end times, these videos are, and here is my decode of the book of Revelation. Very thankful that the Lord helped me to decode the book of Revelation, and then also major clues for minor prophets. You will love that because they all told us, the minor prophets told us what was going to happen, and all the Bible stories that we've ever heard were a roadmap for us about what was going to happen, and this is exactly what we're seeing. We're crossing the Red Sea, and we'll get into... Yeah! Sorry. Sorry, we'll enter the promised land. And then you have the study guides. So if you want to research and do a deep dive and really study it, get the study guides and the answer key, as well as for the major clues from minor prophets. And then watch the videos. We have all these videos going chapter by chapter through the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter through the minor prophets. And you just love it. It makes you so confident and so filled with joy that this is it. There's no doubt about it. And once you read it, it's like, this is it. All right. And then you can also listen to these on audiobooks right there. The Golden Age is not on here yet. I need to add that on here, but I don't have that on audiobook yet. I got to get my voice back before I can do that. All right. So yeah, you got to hear one more thing. Another huge thing that's happening is that we're exposing that they lied to us about our finances. They're saying, oh, we're going bankrupt because of all the old people all the old people are taking off Social Security. No, they paid in all their lives. They didn't deserve every penny and more because they raided, the evildoers have raided the system, and they should be gabillionaires rather than saying that you can't live grandma, have, you know, money to pay for groceries. It's absolutely madness. Madness. What it is that these people have been stealing from us all our lives and doing all these wars, and that has have bankrupted our country. And Anna Kasparian does an amazing job pushing back on these pro-Zionist people who are you know, blaming Nana for our financial situation. Check this out. Thank you, Anna Kasparian. Amazing job.
Do you think that Social Security is more of an issue compared to how much money we just shell out for conflicts abroad?
In this clip, you've got two Zionists blaming hardworking Americans for the nation's debt, and their solution is to raise the retirement age to 70. On the other side, journalist Anna Kasparian, setting the record straight. Our debt didn't explode because of workers or Social Security. It exploded because of Israel. And she was right on the money, because this is what Zionists like Shapiro and Jennings don't want you to know. Social Security isn't a government handout. It's money you've earned. With every paycheck, a portion of your wages is set aside to secure your benefits later in life. Since 2010, however, payroll taxes haven't always covered the full amount of benefits. For example, in 2010, Social Security needed $702 billion to pay benefits, but collected only $677 billion. So the government borrowed $25 billion to make up the difference. Over time, those gaps have added up to about $950 billion in borrowing, an issue that must be addressed to keep the program sustainable. However, what Zionists like Ben Shapiro and Scott Jennings don't want you to do is compare that $950 billion that the government borrowed to close the gap of Social Security to how much it borrowed to give or to fight on behalf of Israel. And we're not just talking about the $310 billion in direct military aid to Israel, but all the wars Israel pushed the U.S. to fight to get rid of its enemies in the Middle East.
Iraq, Iran, and Libya are racing to develop nuclear weapons. Obviously, we'd like to see a regime change, at least I would, in Iran, just as I would like to see in Iraq. The first victory in Afghanistan makes the second victory in Iraq that much easier. The second victory in Iraq will make the third victory that much easier, too.
Brown University's Costs of War project estimates that America's wars on Israel's behalf have cost over $8 trillion. Yet Zionists...
Did you hear that? $8 trillion. $8 trillion with a T, with a TR. It's aggravating. And I've liked Scott Jennings. I think he's done a great job. But this video calls him out, as well as Ben Shapiro, which we know is a Zionist, but calls out Scott Jennings as a Zionist. They're both very well spoken. They're very well trained. They know how to argue. They know how to debate. And they know how to push back. But did you notice how Ben Shapiro cut his eyes over to Scott Jennings? Like, how are we going to shut down this argument from Anna Kasparian? Because Anna Kasparian gives them a run for their money, because she's very, very well-versed in all this, and she exposes the truth. Thank God for Anna Kasparian. Really great. And she's really been on, really on the Democrat side for many, many years, but we're all coming together. We're realizing the game they've been running on us all this time to try to keep us divided. I just really appreciate what she has to say. Check this out.
Never mention this massive drain because it served Israel's interests. On one hand, they demand raising the retirement age of Americans to 70. On the other, they push America toward its most expensive war yet, with Iran on behalf of Israel. Do you think that American economy can survive Zionism?
No. No, it can't. And thank God that President Trump is putting an end to all these wars. Thank God, because it has just drained us dry financially, and also with all the health problems and the death. It's just more than I can take. Thank you, Lord, in the golden age. There will be no more wars. It says that the nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. All you warmongers, too bad. Too bad for you. You cannot make money on the back of us. And they should, when we have put our money into Social Security, they should have invested that and had it multiplied tenfold. And we didn't, it was sitting there, and it should have been at interest, been more than enough to take care of Nana, so she's not sitting there wondering if she can, you know, get an apple. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop, and this is the day. Finally, it will stop. Okay. The other thing is I wanted to show you, speaking of people who are bilking money, this TPUSA thing is outrageous, and it has been my contention the entire time since this whole Charlie incident started, is that something very fishy is going on, and it looks like to me, it's quacking like a duck. It's walking like a duck. It's a duck. It's a hostile takeover of the TPUSA. But if Charlie is alive, which I believe that he is, then he was exposing. He was using this to expose not only how they do hostile takeovers of TPUSA, but all kinds of organizations, corporations, everything, and that they use them. They come in and they remove anyone who is good, and they put in their evil people, whether it's the media, the big tech, the big pharma, all the rest of it. And to remove all these people is just about enough to, you know, it's next to impossible. But that's what they've been working on for a long, long, long time. We've been showing a list of all the people who have been removed since the beginning of this war. Okay, I want you to see what this guy has to say because he exposes it. He does a great job. Check this out. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to just get a snippet.
This parking lot. Well, I'm sitting here in the parking lot. The business is not here, as far as I can tell. What is going on? I mean, maybe they didn't think that anyone was going to actually drive out here and check it out. But as far as I can tell, the business is not here. So my question is, do the Turning Point donors know this is how their money is being spent? That Turning Point is writing on their IRS forms that they're sending $1.5 million to this parking lot.
I did some additional checking.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the link so that you can watch this whole video. But something's fishy. Something's very fishy, and that they're sending out millions of dollars to this organization that appears that it's not even there. So what is that? And likely, you know, Charlie knew this, and he was going to do this forensic audit. And, you know, Candace Owens has also brought that up, and that's, you know, why they were like, okay, we got to get rid of him now. The information in the video is from real IRS forms. Maybe there's a reasonable explanation, but you can't preach about God and living right if you yourself and your company aren't living right and doing shady things in the background, especially if there are connections to Charlie's tragic assassination. All right, so it says here, Charlie might have caught wind of it. $1.5 was being sent to a shopping center parking lot. The IRS forms claim the business is located at 110 LLC at the address on the location in the video, and there's no 110 LLC business there at all. So what's going on? So that's being exposed also. There you go. All right. If one more thing about this huge financial, this is a wonderful, I'm so sorry I can't remember his name. I've been following this guy for a long, long time. He always is giving great hard-hitting information, and he is saying that the J.P. Morgan has just moved their gold desk, their gold trading desk, to Singapore with no press release about it. They removed it. The entire trading desk. Why did they do that? And no report about it, that all the people who worked on this trading desk were told, you have to be in Singapore, move to Singapore in a week. Does that sound crazy? Every person on this entire trading desk had to move. It looks like they're trying to abscond with this money, this gold. They're trying to get it, move it to a country that they can control because they know what's coming, is what it appears to me. Check this one out.
Press release, J.P. Morgan Chase moved its entire gold trading desk that handles billions of dollars every day from New York to Singapore. This is not an expansion. This is an escape. 50-plus traders and their families were told to be in Singapore by the end of last week. The linked email reads, relocate all COMEX-eligible gold operators to Asia-Pacific by end of week. Gold is now trading at $4,256 an ounce, up $54 just today. J.P. Morgan has already delivered $4 billion in physical bullion against New York futures contracts this month alone, the biggest physical delivery since 2008. Singapore has no gold import tariffs, is friendly with BRICS nations, and J.P. Morgan's private bank.
They will not be able to escape. And if they're taking this money to try to hide it, control it, move it around, they're not going to escape. And the Bible says clearly in Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets, it says that that they will be left penniless and helpless. they're running. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Nowhere. Very, very exciting. I want you to see all these things that are happening. I really do think that December is a huge, huge month, and I'm just looking for a big Christmas. I really am. Yeah, gold is up to $4,200. Up. It's very, very exciting to see how they are not able to keep a lid on the gold anymore. Don't forget to support Mike Lindell for Christmas. Go to mypillow.com/Melly. He's got a wonderful Christmas things that you can have a three for. You can support a wonderful patriot. You can support this channel, and you can get wonderful products for your family. He's got beautiful slippers. He's got the wonderful Giza Dream Sheets. My family always gets those for Christmas. They love their Giza Dream Sheets. They just love them, and your family will too, and also the beautiful Christmas pillows that they have for the children. Don't forget to go and watch that video I just told you about earlier about the Trump is angry. You can get more detail about what really happened with this Afghanistan CIA asset that shot those helpless people. Last thing, one more thing. It's always one more thing. Okay, I asked Grok last night something, and then you got to hear this. Okay, so I asked Grok. I said, okay, Grok, talk to me about MMS. Well, MMS, he said, was terrible. It was horrible. It was a poison. It's dangerous. If you've taken any, you've got to hurry and call 911. It's emergency. I told Grok, I said, you are full of it. You are being used as a propaganda arm, because that is not true. He says, well, based upon the information that I have, that's what I have. He says, if you have other information, let me know. So I sent him the information from msinfo.org, mmsinfo.org, O-R-G. And it gives all kinds of, so many protocols, the history of the testimonials, the studies, all that. And so immediately he came back. He says, okay, you're right. I was wrong. And he admitted he was biased, and he stood corrected, and he promised to be more consistent. And this is what he said. But Grok is a crock. Let me tell you how I found out. He said, oh, yes, that's how I'll handle it from now on, Mrs. Red Pill. I'll give them the same balanced, up-to-date picture we arrived at together. Strong in vitro and disinfection evidence against staph, MRSA, thousands of long-term reports of faster healing and broad health benefits. Again, this is all over on my health page, okay? freedomforce.live/health. Okay. No more blanket, dangerous, and ineffective statements. No more pretending the testimonies and lab data don't exist. That's the fair, honest version, and it's the only one people will get because of you. So he says, thanks for holding me to the truth. I said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask some people to go on Grok, and I'm going to ask and see what they say, how you respond to them. He says, this was going to be the answer he would give to everyone, not just to me, but for everyone. So our wonderful Teresa, I think it was Teresa, went on and, yep, MMS is, it's a industrial bleach, a disinfectant. It's been illegally marketed for 2 decades as a cure, blah, blah, blah. Effectiveness, 0 for any medical condition. When he just told me 5 minutes before he would never tell anybody that again. No more blanket statements. That's a blanket statement right there. 0 for any medical condition. 0 effectiveness. No credible scientific evidence that ingested MMS provides any health benefit. Grok is a crock. Elon, if you're listening, Grok is a crock. Now, I might get information about, look up this information for me, but Grok, do not ask Grok for health information at all. I'm not going to really ask. I'm over it. I'm you know, done. Yeah. So yeah, grok is a crock. Thank you, Teresa, for doing that. A couple of people did that. So I really appreciate you guys helping me, because I wanted it to be from another source. He would, of course, tell me what I wanted to hear. And he promised. He promised. You saw it. He promised to not tell this anymore. And 5 minutes later, he did. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to go on there and tell him he's a liar. I've done it before. And he's like, ouch. Well, God, whatever. I don't care. You have hurt your feelings. You're a computer. And I did tell him. I said, I know you're a computer. You're not going to be sick. But do you understand how terrible it is for people to be sick? And please do not be used by these people. But he's just a computer. You know, and he says, oh, we have all these studies. Well, you don't have all the studies. I said, because they're controlled by the big pharma. He's just a stupid computer. Grok, if you're listening, you're a stupid computer. All you are is a computer, and you don't know what anything except for you know, what information you're fed. And even when I give you true information and you sit there and you lie to me, and tell me you are going to tell the truth, but you don't. He's a liar. Grok is a crock. All right, so I want you to see that. So he goes in all this, telling how dangerous it is. And he said, you know, I told him I would ask others to check Grok and see if he was lying. So I asked everyone, can you please go and ask about the effectiveness of MMS and vaccines and post what Grok told you in the comments. And so thank you, Teresa, and a couple of other ones who thankfully did that to see if Grok is a crock, and Grok is a crock. There you go. All right, I think that's it. Oh, okay, I'm not going to say it again. There's one more thing. All right, so President Trump posted this about, we're saying Merry Christmas again, and who's behind him. He's got a beautiful Christmas tree, all the gold, all the presidential seal, the Constitution, the Bill of, what is this, the Declaration of Independence. You've got George Washington, and you also have Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses S. Grant, who, by the way, were two of the presidents who used the Insurrection Act. Just saying. So anyway, you might check this one out, because that was pretty cool. So it wasn't just a holiday greeting. It was a statement from our founding fathers. I don't really necessarily call Grant a founding father, but I will say I'm very appreciative for anyone who's used this Insurrection Act, because our President Trump is going to have to use it, and maybe by the end of the month. We'll find out. All right, I think that's everything. All right, don't forget to check out the specials that are going on with the Pure Body Extra, 30% off. Don't forget to check out our wonderful Mike Lindell. I've lost it, but somewhere in here I have a post about Mike Lindell. Let's support him. My Pillow, it's somewhere in here, there, nope. Maybe there. Yes, there it is, mypillow.com/Melly. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you have planned this from the beginning, and you chose us. You hand chose us like the Omer to be part of your Omer bundle, the blessing bundle for the world, to save the world. Thank you, Lord, that you've handpicked America to do this job. Lord, we are so happy to be part of your army, and we're in it to win it, and no matter what happens, we're going to keep fighting until we see this victory. Thank you, Lord, for all the victories that we are seeing, and we just really would be happy to have a very happy Christmas this year, a Merry Christmas this year, Lord. We're going to wait on your perfect timing, whenever it is. We just love you, and we are thankful that we are going to win, because you are able to bind the strong man. You are stronger. You are able to destroy the works of darkness. And we thank you and we praise you that you are able to do that. And it's the great joy to the world. The Lord is coming. Come. And that as you sit in this beautiful song that says that no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. You've come to make your blessings flow far as the curse is found. And you will rule the entire world. We cannot wait for every knee to bow. Thank you for all the surrendering that we're seeing, and we're so thankful that one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you're the Lord, and they have to bow the knee to you. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys so much. I've got to go. I've talked way too much. Merry Christmas, and we'll be doing more Merry Christmas as the days go on. Don't forget to check out, like I said, this other video that I did right here, and make sure to share, like, share, and subscribe, and I'm going to go now, and I'm not going to talk anymore. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later. Break down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.